Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sister Loretta and Auntie Dodge and Hubert, Mother May, and myself. Let me write this down, and here comes Auntie Betty. Good evening,
good
Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Dot, you can go ahead and start with 1 Samuel 26.
Okay.
26. As a Ziphite came unto Saul, saying, doth not David hide himself in the hill of which is before Yeshimon? Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul pitched in the hill of Hakilah, which is before Yeshimon, by the way. But David abode in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies, and understood that Saul was come in very deed. And David arose, and came to the place where Saul had pitched. And David beheld the place where Saul lay, and Abner, the captain of his host. And Saul lay in the trench, and the people pitched round about him. Then answered David, and said to Ahimelech the Hittite, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, brother of Joab, saying, who will go down with me to Saul to the camp? And Abishai said, I will go down with thee. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered thine enemy into thine hand this day. Now therefore, let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear, even to the earth, and I will not smite him the second time. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? David said furthermore, as the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he will descend into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed. But I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster, and the cruse of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they gat them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awake, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. Then David went over to the other side, and stood on the top of an hill afar off, a great space being between them. And David cried to the people, and to Abner the son of Ner, saying, answerest thou not, Abner? Who art thou that criest to the people? And David said to him, art thou not a valiant man? And who is like to thee in Israel? Wherefore then hast thou not kept thy lord the king? For there came one of the people into the Lord. Ye are worthy to die, because ye have not kept your master, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is, and the cruse of water that was at his bolster. And Saul knew David's voice, and said, is this thy voice, my son David? And David said, it is my voice, my lord, O king. And he said, wherefore doth my lord thus pursue after his servant? For what have I done? Or what evil is in mine hand? Now, therefore, I pray thee, let my lord the king hear the words of his servant. If the Lord have stirred thee up against me, let him accept an offering. But if they be the children of men, cursed be they before the Lord. For they have driven me out this day from abiding in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, go, serve other gods. Now, therefore, let not my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord. For the king of Israel is come out to seek a flea, as when one doth hunt a partridge in the mountains. Then said Saul, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool, and have erred exceedingly. And David answered and said, behold the king's spear, and let one of the young men come over and fetch it. The Lord render to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness, for the Lord delivered thee into my hand today. but I would not stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed. And behold, as thy life was much set by this day in mine eyes, so let my life be much set by in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. Then Saul said to David, Blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things, and also shalt still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place.
Amen. Amen. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Thank you for that audio of 1 Samuel 26 on T-Dot. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with our program. But before we do, I will do a roll call so everyone would know who all is in attendance. We have Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Sister Loretta, Mother May, Brother Hubert, Brother Daniel, Auntie Carrie, and myself, Angela. Did I miss anyone?
Oh.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I hope you're having a blessed day.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Nello Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
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 Right. We start off with our opening prayer. It's going to be led by Brother
Hugo. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you for bringing us together one more time to be able to glorify thy name, to be able to express our joy and our pain. Oh, Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. Thank you for the food you put on the table, the clothes you put on our back. And, Lord, thank you for watching over us as we travel to and fro. Oh, Lord, we hope that we say something of your word to make a difference in our life as we continue this week's journey. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that blessing of the prayer line. I mean, just a second, guys. I was sitting up here enjoying my worship song and got away from the song I wanted to play. the title of the song that I would like to share with us first is it's called Until Grace. And it's by C.C. Wani and Tari West.
And praying for like I was going to be in a wishing well. And I started believing I was courage to carry this way. I was testing the reasons of why I should walk with until grace. Thank you. but I don't have to have all the answers if you have my heart. In you, I'll find a redemption, a little more than every breath, when no life is wanted.
Basically, just summing it up, the grace of God is with you no matter what happens.
Amen.
All righty, let's go ahead with our focus. As always, if you have a Bible verse or you would like to share some good news with us, just do so. When I call your name, just say pass, all right? Let's start off with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, starting at verse 13. He said, Joshua is the person who finds wisdom and the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages is better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. She offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her mouth. She will guide you down delightful paths. All her ways are satisfying. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her, those who hold her tight. By wisdom, the Lord found the earth. By understanding, he created the heavens. By his knowledge, the deep fountain of the earth burst forth, and the dew settled beneath the sky. My child, don't lose sight on common sense and discernment. Hang on to them, for they will refresh your soul. They are like jewels on a necklace. They keep you safe on your way, and your feet will not stumble. You can go to bed without fear. You will lie down and sleep. You need not to be afraid of sudden disaster or destruction that come upon the wicked. God is your security. He will keep your feet from being caught in a trap. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to help them. If you can't help your neighbor now, Don't say come back tomorrow and I will help you. Don't plot harm against your neighbor. For those who live nearby, they trust you. Don't pick a fight without reason when no one has did any harm to you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading out of Proverbs 3 and 13 to 30. Amen.
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 All righty. The next person I have is Auntie Dot. Do you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. James chapter 5, verse 13 to 20. If anyone among you in trouble, let them pray. If anyone happy, let them sing song of praise. If anyone among you sick, let them call the elder of the church to pray over them. And the none of them will all in the name of the Lord. All in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of righteousness praying is powerful and effective. Eli was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earthly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its crop. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring that person back, remember this, whoever turned a sinner from the error of their ways will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sin. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of James 5, 13 through 20. Next person I have is Sister Loretta.
My reading is out of Jeremiah 33. Skipping around 2 and then 6 and then close it out with 11. This is the promise of restoration. This is what the Lord says. He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And I will bring health and healing to you. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. So we may give thanks to the Lord the Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your reading out of Jeremiah 33. All righty. Next I have Mother May.
Psalm 123:1-4. And the subject of this passage is God unlimited mercy. What a blessing to be recipient of God's unlimited mercy. Even when he should judge us according to our sin, he give us something that we do not deserve, mercy. Even though it is undeserving, he shows it up upon us. Unlimited. God show us his mercy when he demonstrates his pity, compassion, gentleness, and patience towards us. In Psalm 123, the writer say, as the eye of a slave look to the hand of their master, as the eye of a maid look to the hand of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord, our God, till he show us his mercy. He continued to petition the Lord, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us. For we have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the ignorant. Many of our ancestors, men and women who feared God and experienced his mercy, could identify with the experience of the summit. They trust God for their deliverance and pass that inheritance down to their children. Similarity, Psalm 103:17 remind us, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord loves with those who fear him and his righteousness, with his children, because of his covenant love for us. God's faithfulness expresses mercy toward us. We should never fail to thank him for such mercy, unlimited mercy. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you for that reading out of Psalms 123. I believe it was 1 through 3. It was 4. All right. Thank you so much. Next person I have on my list is Brother Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 42, 1 through 5. As the deer pant for streams of water, so my soul pant for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festival throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Amen.
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 Yeah. And thank you for reading Psalm 42, 1 through 5. I will go next, and I'm going to read about the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. The first one, wonder and awe, or better known as fear of the Lord, is the gift of wonder and respect that encourages you to be in awe of God. The gift of wonder and the awe moves you to so love God that you do not want to offend him by your words of action. The next gift is knowledge. Knowledge is the gift of knowing and enlightenment. The gift of knowledge enables you to choose the right path that will lead you to God. It encourages you to avoid obstacles that will keep you from him. The third gift, right judgment or counsel, is the gift of prudence. The gift of right judgment helps you make choices to live as a faithful follower of Jesus. I have is understanding. Understanding is a gift of comprehension or the ability to grasp the meaning of the teachings of the church. The gift of understanding helps you to be tolerant and sympathetic of others. It helps you sense when someone is hurting or in need of compassion. Reverence, or sometimes called piety, is the gift of confidence in God. This gift of reverence inspires you to joyfully want to serve God and others. The next gift is courage, or sometimes called fortitude, is the gift that helps you stand up for your faith in Christ. The gift of courage helps you overcome any obstacles that will keep you from practicing your faith. And last and definitely not least is wisdom.
Wisdom is the gift of knowing the right choices to make to live a holy life. The gift of wisdom helps you to avoid the things that could lead you away from God. Amen.
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 Next, I have Brother Daniel. Are you sharing any good news with us this evening?
Well, I'm just going for perfect attendance for the year, but it's good to hear everybody's voice for another week, and we got to keep going so I get my perfect attendance. But my participation, I got an air for participation, so I'm just going to listen to the rest of the night. Amen.
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 Amen. All right. Thank you again, Brother
Daniel.
I mark your attendance here today.
Thank you.
All righty. Next I have Auntie Carrie. You have any good news to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord and walketh in his way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hand. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be like a fruitful vine by the side of thy house, that thy children like olive plant round about thy table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see that good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see the children, thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Amen. I don't have my glasses on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thought I was missing a verse there, Auntie Carrie. But she's going to keep going. Thank you for that. So that completes our first round. Thank you, everybody. Alrighty. So now we will go into our sick and shut in. Before I go through that, do we have anyone we need to add or remove from the list?
Senator Proud for Jeffrey Best time. Jeffrey passed away this morning. Harris, Sheila's.
Okay. Any more adds or removals? And Daniel, you can't be removed.
Being present ain't happening.
Hey, I got perfect attendance, though. I ain't missing spending all year. They don't kill.
Now,
bye, amen.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. If you bow your heads for the prayer for the sick and shut in, sick and shut in. Lord, our Creator, our Protector, our Provider, and our Healer, in your mighty power, we pray for Auntie Wylene, James Richardson, Uncle Dave, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Tanja Richardson, Joseph, Daniel Lowe, Shirley Lewis, Caroline, Stephanie and family, Auntie Betty and family, Marianne Lowe, Brian Tompkins, and my grandboys, Trey, Nasir, and Jameer, Louise and family, Napoleon wife and family, Jeffrey Best and family.
We pray that our family and friends will recover from their sickness and the protection from fear and the evil one, Father God. You are our victor, and in your name, these strongholds shall be broken. We will live and declare the glory of God. Show us, Father, your grace and hear our prayers. Merciful God, our times are in your hand, and we can trust in you completely. Your grace is light to us. We worship you in joy and suffering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Righty. Now we are at the acknowledgement of birthdays for this week, and that would be from September 26th through the most beautiful month of the year, October 2nd.
October. All right.
All right. So, as we close in September, I only have two birthdays, and to make sure I'm correct on this, on September 30th, I have Eric Cody, okay, and Lenny Williams, that's Janet's son. Are there any other birthdays for this week? Okay, let's see. Well, it looks like if you want to be back.
What?
Yeah, I'm looking at my little list. Looks like it's your turn since some people are not here.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday, September.
Happy birthday. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Auntie Kara, how old is Eric now?
I don't know.
I don't know. 40 something, I don't know. Can't keep up with my own. No, I don't know.
Well, Auntie Carrie, that's your homework. Bring it back next Sunday.
I guess I'll be the final out by then.
You say that enough time. 1 week.
I think it might be enough.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our second temple, and this is an opportunity for each person to share a testimony, a poem, or something. Or if you don't have any more to share, just say pass when I call your name. Gonna start back off with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Jeremiah. I want to do this two verses. Jeremiah chapter 16, verses 24, just one verse. The Lord said, I will show them my power. Now I will show them my might. At last they will know and understand that I am the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that Jeremiah reading out of 16 and 26. Next we have Auntie Dot. Do you have any other decisions?
Yeah, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, thou comfort me. They comfort me and prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 23. Amen.
Amen.
Have
Auntie
Carrie, if you have any good
news you'd like to share with us. I pass.
Okay.
Mother May. Yes. I went to church with Angela yesterday, and they were talking about all the women in the Bible. So one lady got up and expressed Esther, which she did a beautiful job. The other lady got up and talked about Ruth, and she also gave a good job. And the other lady, it was four ladies, so the other lady got up, I don't forget their name, but she did Rahab. And it was beautiful. And my daughter Angela did Deborah. And she really did a good job. It was so wonderful. And I just enjoyed the whole thing. And that's what I just want to talk about. I mean, express today that was a good meeting that I encountered yesterday. I attended
Amen.
Yesterday.
Amen. Amen. But I do want to just Angela, read this little word, but Proverbs 3:5-10 said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possession and with the first fruit of all of your increase, so your barn will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mother, for your testimony as well as your reading. And in reference to yesterday, to God be the glory. It was a beautiful day. And I just have to confess, and Mom may have shared with you guys, but learning about Deborah was an amazing opportunity. This young lady in the Bible with all these credits, you would think it was modern day, but you just have to remember it was in the Old Testament that she was a judge, a prophet, a warrior, a poet, a singer, a songwriter, and a mother. She did it all. So, and I have to say that Mom and I were so excited about learning about her. We stayed up all night. I didn't even go to sleep. I just went and took a shower and went to work. We were just enjoying Deborah anointing.
All right. Amen.
If you haven't read the story of Deborah, it's in Judges 4 and 5. And there's this beautiful book out by Michelle McLean Walters that's called Deborah Anointing, which we all as women should look into and follow that path to raise up other women in our lives. Amen.
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 I did have one little small thing. Let me get to it if I can find it. In regards to the Holy Spirit, I think it kind of go hand in hand with the women of the Bible learning the skills that they had and how they survived, that those are things that we should do as well. So I chose this. The fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. When we are filled with the spirits of fruit of gentleness, we will correct others with easiness instead of arguing in resentment and anger, knowing that their salvation is far more important than our pride. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Next I have Brother Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming out of the Red Prayer Book. Lord, you have created a clean heart in us. You have renewed a right spirit within us. You have made all things pass away and all things new. You didn't cast us away from your presence, and you didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we failed you. For your mercy endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation. Your joy is our strength. Amen.
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 Amen. Let's see here. First of all, I would like to share with everyone that I am changing my title or position on my job. I was doing middle grade special education, and I am more needed in the third grade. We have like maybe 12 kids in that classroom that are out of control. So they chose me to take on that adventure, and I prayed on it, and the Lord will see me through this. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I also would like to read from Joel Osteen. The title is Be Joyful Always, and you can get the reading out of Nehemiah 8. And it goes on to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth at all times, means in the good time as well as the tough time. The Bible tells us to stay full of joy no matter what we are facing. The joy of the Lord is our source of strength, and the enemy knows it. He knows that if he can get you down and discouraged, before long, you'll be weak, and he will be able to easily defeat you. But when you are full of joy and have a good attitude, you keep yourself strong. That positive attitude of faith paves the way for God to work miracles in your life. It paves the way for God to turn your situation around. So decide to have a good attitude. Keep yourself full of his joy by meditating on the goodness and promises of God.
Amen.
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 Before we go into our last prayer and worship song, let's assign parts for next week. We're going to be in, is it Samuel 27?
Yes.
Make sure there is a 27.
yes, it is. It goes to 30.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you play the audio on that?
I won't be here next week, guys. You're going to have to do it.
I do it.
Okay. Because I can do it, too, if you guys, because I do have that app as well. I didn't know that thing worked like that.
It worked like that, Andrew, off the phone.
Listen, I didn't know what I would have been doing that all along ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Even they even have a lady voice if you want to hear the lady voice.
I had gotten the one that, what's that guy, just slipped my mind. On your phone.
They got a lady voice.
James Earl Jones, he talks the Bible as well, and I love his voice. I got that.
Yeah,
so we got Auntie Dodd for 1 Samuel 27, and how about the opening prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer?
I do it.
Mother May, awesome, awesome. How about the closing prayer? Any volunteers for the closing prayer?
I do it.
All right. Brother Huber, awesome. We appreciate that, and thanks to all those that are here for today. It's like I'm the one doing the speaking for today. Let me get started. All right. If you bow your head. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the excellent service that we have had on today. And Father, may we practice what we have been taught, learned, heard, so that we can become like Christ and bear more fruit for your kingdom, Father God. Let everything we do be in line with your word, Father. Be with us as we leave this place and grant us peace in our hearts. In Jesus' name, we believe and we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. The last worship song is called "Wait on the Lord," and it's by the Maverick City and the Elevation Worship Team.
Praise God! Love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe in fairy tales. Guess I'm prone. That doesn't mean that I don't believe that there's something bigger than me. 'Cause I've seen in a hospital room the doctor said sorry. There's nothing more we can do. Well, it wasn't true. I've never seen a pot of gold. End of the rainbow, but I've got a promise I can hold. In the middle of the struggle, God, if you said you'll perform, may not be how I want you to, but here's what I'll do. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I think it's a good day. I'm trusting your love. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I think it's a good day. I'm trusting your love. I'm gonna wait on you. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I know you want everything. You are the God. There's no predicting what you think. You want the future. And all the questions, they come back. The one I know is the truth, yeah. You've always been true, and I'm gonna wait on you. Yeah, I'm gonna wait on you. I think it's a good day. Trust me, I'm gonna
Right there and go ahead and conclude because they continue to worship the Lord with all their heart, and I'm going to continue that song after I move this out, so you are welcome to stay and finish listening to it, but I'm going to go ahead and conclude in case you got to drop off the music. So if you would bow your head, we have come to the conclusion of our program, and in closing, Father God, we thank you for all you do in our lives. Just continue to remind us of your power, Father, and your grace. And fill us with your peace as we trust in you and you alone. Heavenly Father, we ask you to replenish us daily and continue to inspire and protect us as we live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Love you all.
Amen.
See you guys.
Love you all. And good night.
Good night.
Good night.
You're
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Talk to me, try to push me prematurely. I'm going away. If you open the door, I'm going away. While I'm waiting, I'll be worshiping. While I'm waiting, I'll be praising. While I'm waiting, I'll be praising. While I'm waiting, I'll be praising. Oh, 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 it's about what you do when you wait. Why complain when you can pray? Oh, not a thousand waiting. About what to do and when you're waiting. So instead of complaining, I don't mean to start praising. My new love is stuck here. In the middle of the storm, yeah. While I'm waiting, I'll be praising.
That's what happens when you wait.
Beautiful, beautiful song. While I'm waiting, I'll be praising.
That's what happens when you wait. Hallelujah. Love that song.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I love you all. Have
love
a blessed
you guys.
Week. Good night. Good night.
Good night.